If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the radio and 3:16 after that on your favorite podcast platform. So anyway, it is now Monday, and of course Monday you hear my homily, and this homily comes to us from the last week of the liturgical year. That of course is the solemnity of Christ the King, and so we're looking at the Gospel from Matthew, and that's Matthew 25. You know the gospel. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. You can look it up at bible.usccb.org. But this is the homily I delivered from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And we'll tune into what I had to say.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but the target audience for the media here in Massachusetts is really an area that is between Route 95 and Route 495. Those are those towns in that area, for the most part, middle class and upper middle class towns. And that's the target audience, because those are the people in, around that area, who have the buying power for the things they advertise in the news media. So that kind of goes together, which is why your focus of the news will always be over there as opposed to other places. So for example, you will see what's going on in those towns more than you're going to see what's going on in the inner city, because that is not the focus of the news. And one of my experiences when I was over in Chelsea was, if you have two exact same incidents, one happens in the inner city and the other happens in one of those suburban towns, the one in the inner city will be given, you know, maybe about 15 seconds, and this is what happened, da, da, da. The one in the town will be given, this is what happened, and interview the neighbors and interview the friends. And, you know, if it involves a death in both cases, they'll be standing outside the church at the end of the funeral and do that shot, because that's their focus. And the reason why that's their focus is, again, that's where your buying power is. And so that's where also you're going to find the movers and the shakers of the area for the most part. And it's important to know, because the movers and the shakers are the ones who keep everything going, per se, but they're the ones that are supporting the people in power. And that's always the case, has always been the case, and will always be the case. So when you see, go all the way back to the Roman Empire, how did the emperor stay in power? There were people that benefited from the emperor's rule, and if they no longer benefited from him, he would be deposed or something else. And you could even take the worst dictator in our world. You go to Kim Jong-un. People are benefiting from his dictatorship. And the minute they're no longer benefiting, he will fall. It could be China's there saying, well, there's no war going on, so we're happy. We don't know. But we do know that that always works. People are kept in power by movers and shakers, and that's how they stay in power. And when they no longer stay in power, when they no longer are benefiting those people, that's when they collapse. Good example, if you look at the story of the Ceausescus in Romania. They no longer were able to benefit those in power, and not only were they eliminated, but their army wouldn't come to rescue them. And so we see that. That's a part of just the way the world works. And as we get into an election year, you may see someone say, I'm going to be there for the little guy. No, he won't. He can't. Because a little guy doesn't keep people in power. And we've actually seen it twice over the past 7 years. The guy who said, I'm going to be there for the little guy. And everyone said, we're going to rally around you. And then the party said, actually, no, and pushed him aside. We've seen that. Because who keeps people in power? People who are the movers and shakers, those are the people who keep people in power, and those will always be the people who keep people in power. So, Jesus comes along, and what does he say? However, all of that is true, but if you want to be part of my kingdom, regardless of what you could do, you might even be some of the people in power, and we have saints who were queens and kings, that's true. But you need to deal with the people who have no power, who have no voice, who have nothing. And those are the people I care about. And one of the key things that you're doing is when you're doing what the Lord is asking you to do, as he says, you're caring for him, but there's another side of it. You're doing his work. You're doing the work of the divine. And that's a whole different focus. And one of the things he brings out is if you are caring for them, they have no voice, they have no way of paying you back. They may be pains in the neck too, by the way. They may be difficult to deal with, and there is nothing they can do for you, but those are the people I want you to serve. There's a great scene from the end of the movie, Entertainment Angels, which I'd highly recommend to you, where there's this great climax where there's a clash in the Catholic worker house. This is about Dorothy Day. And finally, Dorothy Day runs out of the house. She runs into the church and she complains to God about how difficult his people are as him. But she realizes that is the work. And that's the important part. But what you're doing there is you are doing the Lord's work in taking care of the people who the movers and shakers never will. Or if they do, they'll only do it in a way, unless they're following what Christ says, that's different. But they're only doing it in a way where somehow it's part of their program. And here's one of the problems. This is something that Pope Benedict pointed out, and it's something that goes on in our society as well. He was against socialism. He said, the problem with socialism is taking care of others turns into a bureaucracy, just a bureaucracy. And he said, that's a problem. The other thing, and this is in our society too, the people who we build programs to take care of, that's great. But then there's all kinds of people that fall through the cracks. And there's this program and that program and this program, and they all go around them and they can't help the person who is in the middle. And Jesus is saying, you help people. That's what we're called to do. So that's always our call to remember that. And notice what he says. If you did this to the least, you've done this for me. So at the end of a week, you've been going, you haven't, you know, working and everything. And then all of a sudden, some guy comes up and says, hey, Friday, you got a couple bucks? Or whatever to you. And if you give him a couple bucks, that's the one person that Jesus mentioned. And maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you're saying, well, he might go buy drugs with it or something like that, fine. But you give the couple bucks to someone else or to a program that can help him, like St. Francis helps. That's another option, like the St. Vincent de Paul. But you're acting in the way the Lord is calling you to act, so you're doing his will. Notice something else. When people are seeking to be the movers and shakers, and we need movers and shakers, I'm not disagreeing with that, but when they seek to get the most power, and they're always working for the power, what are they going into? They're becoming like gods. But if you want to become like God himself, you need to take care of the people who he is with, and that is always the poor.
Listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLRadio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, St. AnthonyAlston.org. That is St. AnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. Hey, I've got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come sit through a Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So, if you were looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about to see what it's like, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. I understand there's a misconception about Catholic churches only wanting your money. And to demonstrate the exact opposite, when the collection comes around, all you have to do is write radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Nothing else, no money, that's it. And that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, by the way. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and we talked about that powerful reality of power structures. And like I said in the beginning of the homily, that's always been the reality since civilization began. There has always been the movers and the shakers, the haves and the have-nots, and they've always been there, and the people who keep the haves and the power, rather, the people who keep the powerful in power are those who want to stay being the haves, and that's what the powerful do. They keep them happy. And when they're happy, they keep them in power. That's the way it works all over the place. And that's the reason why it's so important that when Jesus comes, he says, you know what? I don't want you to be part of that power structure because there's a whole bunch of people that need your assistance and that need my love, and you're the ones that are going to show others that love. So that's where that comes in. So it was interesting. Peter Boren used to describe Aristotle saying that the people who are most destitute were ambassadors of God. So even in the pagan world, that was understood. So keep that in mind and remember that for today's gospel reading brought us to that important message. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.